I bought a Casey's here in Dakota. I worked just a few blocks from there. And I usually stop there, and I get off work at 8 in the morning. I'll stop there and get a donut and something to drink. He's on the way home. So, I don't know, like 6 months ago, I bought one there. The first game, I won like $500, and I was pretty shocked then. But even late that season, it was getting up there pretty high. So I bought one like on Wednesday last week, and I won $20. Like, went back in Friday to turn it back in. I seen it hadn't gone out yet, so I turned it back in, and I went out my truck and looked at it, and I thought I must have read it wrong. I couldn't believe it, so I went back inside and checked it on they got an automatic checker there.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked it on that, and it said, congratulations and the amount and stuff, and I first called my wife and told her, I won a, just a big jackpot, and she thought it was like $500. And I said, no, that's a lot more than that. And I actually told her $100. I was afraid she might have a heart attack, but I told her $300. So she still didn't believe it until she actually checked it on her phone. She's got app, you can check them on your phone there. And, I was pretty much in shock.
Oh my goodness, how exciting. So you took it home and she gave it to her and she checked it on the phone?
Yeah, actually her and my daughters and granddaughters were eating dinner at a restaurant, and they told me to come up there because they didn't believe me, so I stopped in there and she checked it again on her phone app.
Oh my gosh, so is that the first time she realized it was $300,000 and not
$100,000? Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty much in shock.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. So for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment you realize you just won $300,000? Like, what's the first thought that goes through your head?
I just didn't really believe it because one time I bought one, and I thought I'd won $10,000, but then after I looked at it again, I read the numbers wrong. And, I was kind of prepared for it. I didn't really get too excited, but I just kept thinking I was going to wake up and I dreamt it,
Cause yeah.
I'd dreamt stuff before and I woke up and thought, oh no, that wasn't real. That's not what I was thinking of for like 2 days.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to kind of daydream about winning the lottery, but I'm sure it's something entirely different when you actually do.
Right.
Man. So have you told anybody about your win so far, besides obviously your family?
Well, we told like friends and family before I picked it up, and after I picked it up yesterday. There was a lot of stuff going around town. Everybody was wondering who had won it and stuff, and there's a few people that knew, but after yesterday's, I pretty much let everybody know that I asked, or my wife let some people know and stuff.
Sure. So you were kind of keeping your eye on the jackpot as it continued to climb, and that's kind of what...
Not real close. I mean, I play the the Powerball and stuff on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I don't play the other games on a regular basis. But,
gotcha.
I'd seen that one was, seemed like it was pretty high for normal, I thought, and then I'd run to $20 like on a Wednesday, and I didn't get back until Friday. I thought, well, that big pot will be gone, so I'll just cash in the ticket, and I seen it wasn't out yet, so I just went ahead and got another one. And I seen I won the big one. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. How exciting. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Now, have you thought at all about what you're going to do with your winnings?
I was thinking about maybe taking the kids and grandkids on a little vacation somewhere warm here. Maybe, I don't know, Florida or something like that. But
nice.
Other than that, no, I haven't thought too much.
How many kids do you have?
We got 3 girls and 5 grandchildren.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And I meant to ask this earlier. What's your wife's name?
Deb.
Okay. Then you mentioned earlier you're getting off of work. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I work at a processing plant that makes stuff for animal feed.
Oh, okay.
We process protein and stuff for animal feed. So
okay.
I've worked there since I was in high school, 47 years.
Oh, wow. That's
I'll be awesome. 60, I'll be 65 in March, and I've been kind of, thinking about retiring or something. I might, like end of the year or something like that, think about retiring. So, now it's going to be a lot easier if I do, so.